You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are very lucky to have Durham in the studio, aka Greengrove. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This is exciting. We're talking to you because you've got a brand new track out called Silently, which is just gorgeous, but it's also off an album that is coming out in about a month's time now, which is alarming. That means the end of September is only a month away.
Yep.
What can you tell us about that? Machine Music is the name of it.
Machine Music, yep. It's an 8-track album that I have recorded over the last year and a bit, pretty much just in my bedrooms through my flats and that sort of thing, and pieced together with little snippets of live recordings that I've gotten off different engineers.
Cool.
And yeah, it's finally all ready to put out and
hand over to the world.
Yeah.
Hey, so Machine Music, that's quite a nice title. Where did you sort of get that idea from, I guess? What's that sort of talking about?
I was struggling with a name for a while, and I had the idea, I was thinking over the idea of the juxtaposition in the music that I have between the kind of synthetic elements and the organic elements that mm-hmm. I try and emulate with those synthetic elements, and Machine Music kind of played into that by giving the album an industrial sounding name and then presenting an organic sounding piece of music, or pieces of music, kind of played into that element.
It's kind of like, I guess, being honest about the production method a wee bit which is nice.
Yeah, it acknowledges that like a lot of, or 90% of it comes from machines. Yeah.
Yeah. You're also an engineer. People may know you from doing the music at Whammy as well. Yep. Lots of mixing in Whammy. Does that kind of side of, I guess, what you do come into how you think about making music a lot? Or does that just sort of, act as like an underbelly to it?
It definitely plays into it quite a bit. I'm a live sound engineer, so it's quite different from doing studio stuff, like mm-hmm. producing music. And I'm very much a rookie when it comes to that, but I guess I have a little bit of a head start, and it enables me to do things perhaps a little bit differently than people who haven't trained in that sort of field.
Totally. I'm also really interested in the fact that you're really interested in library music, which is just such an amazing canon of I guess sounds. For people who might not be familiar with library music, it's just sort of, I don't know, how would you describe it, Durham, library music?
The way that I understand it is that it's music that has been created by composers to provide as a service, I guess, for businesses, mm-hmm. basically. It's like, you know, where a lot of the random music you hear in instructional videos used to be supplied with, given out with perfumes, and it's just, you know, music that is created to accompany products, or I don't know, yeah.
And sometimes films as well. Films, there's a lot of library music in films. It's quite a beautiful art form that's very overlooked, I think.
Yeah,
there's so many library musicians who are incredibly well known in the sense that lots of people will have listened to their music but just have no idea who they are really.
Yeah.
And their names are almost lost sometimes as well. It's quite a magical art form. So how does that sort of, I guess, genre of music feed into what you make?
I guess I found it inspiring because it's music that is kind of created without an image or a real intent or, mm-hmm. or a meaning, and that kind of inspired me just to kind of like have a loose sonic palette
mm-hmm.
and just kind of like go with whatever came out. And it's also like sonically really inspiring music, the stuff that I have found anyway from the 70s and onwards, in terms of the way that they were experimenting with synthesizers and that sort of thing. They were always kind of like, they had that room to maneuver, because they were just kind of toiling away, and it was music for whatever, you know.
So they could kind of play around with the form without worrying about what it meant or what it was doing.
Yeah,
that's quite a freeing way of thinking about making, I guess, because it means you're not sort of stuck with a conceptual parameter. You can just kind of have fun with it.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you're particularly excited about with this album? Is there any sort of like track that you're like, that was a good noise on that one song there? That sounded mint.
I guess I'm quite excited about Silently, which is why I chose to go with that first. I think it's quite an interesting song, and I like all of the noises in it, and I like the progression that it has. There's a few others on the album that I'm excited about. But I've been listening to it for a long time. So
you're just sick of it now?
Yeah.
Ready for other people to enjoy it?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that, like, I like all the noises on that song, so that's my top pick. I feel like that's such a great way to put, like, a song you like.
You've also worked with some amazing musicians who lots of BFM listeners will be very familiar with. J.Y. Lee's on there, Madison Eve, a.k.a. Peach Milk.
Yep.
There's also Paul Brown, who people will know from Trustpunks or Horror in Clay. Mason Ferry from all over many, many bands. How did you sort of approach these guys? Did you just say, hello my friends, can you help me out?
More or less, yeah. I knew them all through playing in bands, and I I mean, Paul Brown, who plays in Horror and Clay and Trustpunks, I was living with him at the time, and he helped by just kind of suggesting that we put this music to a live setting. And then I guess the other people in the group were just logical steps for me, because I just knew them and I knew that they would fit well.
Fit the sounds, totally. So you will be playing The Night Before the Others Way. Mm-hmm. Where can people find you on that night?
They can find us in the Wine Cellar at 10:30.
Fantastic. Well, let's listen to the track. Thank you so much, Durham.
Thank you, Green Grove.
This is Silently. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.